From the North County to the South County, it's Story Termite and Pest Control Service.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
No matter how big the problem, Story Termite will get the job done, providing thorough professional expertise for all your home pest control needs. Story Termite has over 33 years of experience and for 5 years in a row has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. Call 805-460-0650.
Fly in my eye, a goat in my boat, a bear in my hair. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Call 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish, fly in my
Hi, my name is Austin Streamlin. At Slow Heating and Air, our passion for delivering exceptional quality and service never wavers. We're a family business serving our neighbors with honest service you can trust. We can help you fix, maintain, and install new heating and air conditioning system.
And if another company says something big's broken,
call us for a second opinion.
805-423-5119. That's 805-423-5119. San Luis Obispo Heating and Air Conditioning, Inc., keeping you in the comfort zone.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, July 14th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Pass Ripple's Planning Commission to discuss changes to cannabis regulations. Cal Fire schedules prescribed burn at Morrow Dunes Ecological Reserve. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs right around 101. It's 62 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You simply can't beat their prices on stone, porcelain, granite, quartz, marble, and much more. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. In its May meeting, the Paso Robles City Council directed staff to develop a cannabis regulatory permit and remove the cap of three such businesses in the city. The Planning Commission will meet tonight at 6:30 p.m. to discuss Council's recommendations and consider a recommendation to allow for adult-use, non-storefront retail cannabis in the city. Proposed amendments to the Municipal Code would also require non-storefront cannabis businesses to receive the cannabis regulatory permit, allowing the city to continuously monitor owners and employees of cannabis businesses within city limits. The proposed ordinances would not allow storefront retail, cultivation, manufacturing, testing laboratories, distribution, microbusinesses, and more. The Planning Commission's meeting will be held tonight at 6:30 in the Norse Room at Centennial Park. Paso Robles has been nominated in the top 10 best wine regions for USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards. Paso Robles is described as having gorgeous views, intricate diversity, and five-star hospitality. This region offers everything from small batch tasting in the vineyard with tiny family wineries to some of the most breathtaking vistas with the capacity to welcome a crowd. Community members, visitors, and wine enthusiasts are encouraged to vote for Paso Robles once per day through Monday, July 20th, to help showcase Paso Robles wine country on the national stage. The voting can be done at 10best.usatoday.com. CAL FIRE to conduct prescribed burns at Morrow Dunes Ecological Reserve. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KBRL News Time is 6:10.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lucier, hearing aid specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to SlowCountyHearingAids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo will be conducting a prescribed burn, weather permitting, at the Morrow Dunes Ecological Reserve in Los Osos. CAL FIRE says the operation will promote the regeneration of three rare, threatened, and endangered plant species that are either fire-dependent or benefit from fire. It will also reduce the accumulation of flammable vegetation that contributes to catastrophic wildfires. CAL FIRE says that due to the amount of fuel being removed, the project will be ongoing with several burn days as weather permits. Smoke may be visible in the surrounding areas. The Atascadero City Council's next meeting is tonight at 6. On tonight's consent agenda is a confirmation for appointing the city's next fire chief, announced last week to be David Van Son. On council's public hearings is a resolution to remove one hazardous oak tree at the Atascadero Senior Center. The second public hearing is an annual military equipment report. Per California law, the city is required to review and approve any military equipment used by their law enforcement agencies. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. City of Atascadero's next Coffee with a Planner event will be this week on July 16th. This month, Coffee with a Planner will be held at 9 a.m. at Malibu Brew Coffee. These are informal sessions allowing staff to hear from the community on a variety of topics pertaining to the city, including zoning, land use, city policy, and development projects. Each event has a specific topic, but staff are happy to address any topic. Staff this month will be discussing the upcoming general plan and zoning code. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday for the home run derby, Cardinals slugger Jordan Walker upset Phillies star Kyle Schwarber. Walker hit 6 home runs on his final 6 swings to beat Schwarber. The final tally was 12-11. Tonight is the All-Star game. In California news, a lawsuit has been filed by 12 states led by California to block the media merger between Warner Brothers and Paramount Studios. Attorney General Rob Bonta claimed the merger would end up harming audiences on every sofa and movie theater seat in the U.S. If the merger goes ahead, the new company would account for over a quarter of film releases. With Disney, Universal, and Sony, the four would control 86% of the film market. The governor's office announced that California families buying their first zero-emission vehicle this summer can get $3,500 off at the dealership. Newsom signed SB 168 yesterday, a bill that created California's new rebate program, dedicating $135.5 million to be matched by an equal contribution from participating automakers. A week after the California DMV informed thousands of drivers they need to retake their tests due to irregularities, the DMV has spoken up as to why. DMV spokesperson Giovanna Herrera said the irregularities could point to a widespread cheating fraud. A notice to retake the test did not indicate the DMV has determined cheating occurred, but the tests are flagged as potentially problematic. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, from whole milk returning back to school cafeterias to consumers demanding more high-protein foods, America's dairy industry is experiencing what Dairy Max Chief Executive Officer Jenny McDowell describes as a true renaissance. McDowell, a Wyoming native who recently celebrated her first year as CEO of Dairy Max after spending more than a decade with the Dairy Checkoff organization, says that today's dairy industry is in a far different position than when she first joined the organization 13 years ago.
And I think that that has been, over my time in the industry and in my time in working in dairy promotion, the biggest change that I have seen is that we have gone from being really happy for people to include us and to think about dairy to recognizing that we're the largest category in the grocery store. We are in 92% of households domestically, 96 if you start talking about cheese. And really, dairy is having a renaissance and a comeback. And people love dairy, and we're really proud to be able to promote it, to stand up and talk about it.
And as consumer demand for protein-rich foods continues to grow, she believes dairy is well-positioned for continued success. For more information about Dairy Max, you can jump online and visit dairymax.org.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go, like grandma's cooking. Touch of Paso, come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together.
Downtown, everything's waiting for you.
Go to PasoRoblesDowntown.org.
KPRL News continues at 6:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. The first U.S.-grown pears to be harvested this year began shipping to retailers and canneries last week as the season kicked off in Sacramento County. After a historic spring heat wave, the crop matured faster than usual this year. Growers along the Sacramento River started picking Bartlett pears, the state's top variety, on June 29th, about 2 weeks earlier than average California. Pear growers aim to sell most of their crop before September, when they lose market share to pears from the Pacific Northwest. Justin Bloss, sales and marketing manager at Lodi-based Rivermaid Trading Company, California's top pear supplier, said the early harvest could benefit growers in the state by lengthening their market window. "It's really a blessing," Bloss said. California is expected to harvest about 91,000 tons of Bartletts this year, down 15% from last year's 107,000 tons, according to the California Pear Advisory Board. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Sunny skies today with highs right around 101, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-60s, northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs right around 104, northwest winds at 15 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Mostly sunny on Sunday. Partly cloudy Monday. Sunny skies on Tuesday. 100 Thursday, upper 80s Friday, Saturday and Sunday, low 90s on Monday, 93 a week from today. Currently it is 62 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KAPR All News Time is 620.
Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slabs. So come on down to our showroom for our tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The drop in energy prices last month had a big impact on inflation. The consumer price index for June declined 0.4%. Excluding food and energy, core prices were unchanged. For the year ending in June, the CPI cooled to 3.5%, and core CPI also declined to 2.6%. Economists were predicting a slight decline in the CPI in June. Since June, crude oil prices have moved higher, which is likely to impact more recent inflation readings. JP Morgan Chase, Citigroup, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and Goldman Sachs all reported better than expected earnings this morning. However, IBM shares are slumping after it warned its quarter will be disappointing. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 021-99910.
This is Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corp. I hope to see you at my free estate planning seminar this Friday in Atascadero. It's also a defensive handgun class. No firearms, just airsoft and laser. All equipment provided, plus free pizza. Sign up at guntrust.org. This training exposes the lies of the politicians, even those who claim to support the Second Amendment. Our right to bear arms is implicit in the American concept of ordered liberty. Therefore, we also have a duty to train, and only your family can be trusted with this duty. To leave a legacy of 23rd century firearm training, your family must begin with 21st century firearm training that exceeds law enforcement standards. Only your family can remove this legacy from the cowardly shadows of concealed carry to the sunlight of open carry by aposematic citizens. Go to guntrust.org and do your duty before it's too late.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore, the perfect Central Valley staycation. Call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL to join us on the Tuesday edition here on The Right Choice as we get ready to go here. Yes, indeed. Coming up this afternoon, Barry, Protecting What Matters. He's got a couple of guests on, and first up will be Brett and Candace Saberhagen. It's the Saber Wings, and it is how they help out with families. They work cancer patients around the country. So that's very interesting and good work that they're doing. And also Danny Morgan, this is a rags-to-riches success story, okay? A local business owner's view of the San Luis Obispo County private economic development. So there you go. All right, enjoy that and learn this afternoon. Here on The Right Choice, KPRL, we had kind of a rocket that came in on the email just while Chris was finishing up the news. And here it is. The headline is cannabis. Can anyone tell me why all the scrutiny for the cannabis industry? The people voted for it. We have all these wineries, we have microbreweries, all alcohol-related. Alcohol is far more a problem than cannabis. They are a legal business, leave them alone. All right, well, the planning, they'll be discussing that, and then it will move on to the city council, so that's what they're there for, is to listen to the citizens, the community, and so forth, but there are some interesting numbers since this came in. I did look at this. And the percent of people, again, this is American adults, who use cannabis regularly is about 23%. About 23%. The percentage, again, according to this, of adults in the United States who say they consume alcohol is 54%. That's a record low. That's a record low in 90 years they've been doing this. Well, it's like so prohibition and so forth. So that has lowered the cannabis. I don't know what it was before. And then when you look at things such as arrests, the consumption of alcohol versus cannabis, the risk of arrest and also, shall we say, damage, domestic violence and so forth is significantly higher due to alcohol as opposed to cannabis. And according to alcohol costs the U.S. approximately $240 billion annually. That's not in purchase price. We're talking misuses of alcohol. And the again, they don't break it down completely, but, and I couldn't find anything on the cannabis on the cost. So, maybe you have some thoughts regarding that. Now, speaking of cost, I came across something. It was an article, And it was an opinion piece, once again, of someone, and there's been groups around here for many, many years, wanting to do away with the Oceano Dunes. Okay, and again, we always must remind ourselves of the people who want to get away with things that they don't like. Probably don't like the people that do it, because they've probably never tried it. Maybe they have, but my guess is probably not. They just don't like the people. They won't come out and say that, but they just probably don't. So anyway, so we've had, you know, the Phillips saying goodbye, tired of you. We know the history of the Diablo Canyon. Now, those are two entities that bring in millions of dollars to the county and the school districts, okay? Now, Santa Lucia Mar is crying because they don't have enough money now. Okay. So, you know, they want to come back at the taxpayers, as usual. Now, these are state figures. This is from the California State Parks report. Again, this is approximately that the dunes in this county. Now, this again, this is just from the California State Parks report. The spending brought into this county supporting over 3,300 local jobs is $244 million annually. What happens if that money were to go away? If it's directly supporting 3,300 local jobs, i.e. businesses, and the tax revenue for the county, where do we make up that money for a Bob Jones Trail or something along those lines? Does anybody have any idea where that money would come from? Of course you do. It's from all you rich people out there. All you rich people out there. Okay. So, again, just a couple of things to start off this morning here on The Right Choice, KPRL. Also, there's something here on EV bikes, but or whatever they're called. But, Chris, I came across something that I just had to look up yesterday.
What was it?
It has to do with Netflix. Okay.
Back to that again.
Well, because I was curious, because I don't know anything about it. And the I guess the production of last night's Home Run Derby, from what I read, now I didn't see it, so who knows, was not good. There were a lot of issues and so forth and so on, but that's beside the point. So I thought, you know, I wonder if sports, I know the NFL and now Major League Baseball did this, that they're not forcing, but if people want to watch certain high-profile sporting events, they have to go to Netflix, all right? So, yeah, nobody's putting a gun to their head. Well, what does it cost? Well, the costs vary. You have low-end packages and higher-end packages. But from what I saw, it was about $9 to about $20 a month. Okay. And then I did a profile on the people at Netflix, and I was very surprised. And I proved myself wrong that the majority of people who sign up for Netflix tend to be a little bit more educated and have higher incomes than, you know, their average subscriber or whatever they want to call them. So that surprised me. However, I thought, you know what? I'm going to put my left-handed coat on today when I read that. And what do you mean? Well, because if it's the higher income people that are doing this and reaching out because they can afford the extra, you know, almost $20 a month, what does that do to the people on the lower end? Well, they can't watch their favorite sporting event. Now, isn't that a shame? Isn't that a shame? They can't do that because we're always told, well, people on the lower end, well, that has nothing to do with gas prices because I guess people on the lower end don't drive, so we can just continue to raise the sales tax. Anyway, I just thought that maybe it would be an opportunity for the government to jump in and save those who can't afford it. Anyway, But it's people's choice. Let's see here. I am GM, head coach of American League Coastal Cowboy. Let's talk. Sent me. I don't know what this means, so you can send me an email or another or a text or something like that. So, anyway, just a couple of things, and also a note for yesterday when we were talking about the doctor's office and some of the reasons that are a lot more complicated than many of us would have thought. Is somebody did say thanks Obamacare for the doctor's office mess with all the paperwork, and we saw that creeping in, and we've had a couple of doctors over time call in and say that, you know, they had to hire extra because of all the paperwork and so forth, and that doctors weren't able to do their job as much as they would, you know, I'm talking hands-on, as opposed to all the paperwork and so forth. So there's a lot more. And, well, a lot of things we do now, there's more paperwork. So there you go. Just a couple of things this morning here. And, all right, so here's a question for you folks today. Story, once again, what was it, yesterday? It was yesterday. A guy called in, and I asked him if he's had any incidents on airplanes, and he said no. And both Chris and I said no. But we have heard and read the stories in recent years about this. So here was one that, So this guy hops on a plane. He's a Jersey guy, and he says he was forced to change a shirt before boarding because the crew ordered him to change a controversial T-shirt before he could travel. Okay. This guy said the staff would not explain which dress code policy his shirt violated. All righty. So, what did the shirt say? And this guy was very accused. He didn't cause a ruckus or anything like that. As a matter of fact, what he did is he changed the shirt so he can fly. He wanted to get home. Apparently, a flight attendant found his shirt offensive. Okay. So a flight attendant found his shirt offensive, and he was told to, not forced to. Well, he could have, I guess, getting on another airline. I don't know how that would work anyway. But again, he wanted to make it home. And what did the shirt say? The shirt was intended to be an advocate for children and oppose violence regardless of nationality. I thought I saw the name of what the, let me see, the airline's response is, that's all we have to share. The customer flew as scheduled after changing his shirt, said the airlines. And I can't see here where the shirt, what it said. But it was because, here it is. Chris, if you're an airline attendant, his shirt said, bombing kids is not self-defense. Is that offensive?
I don't think so, no.
Right, so the attendant found it offensive, and the guy had to change his shirt. He was good about it. I don't know if the story is going to end here, but it does bring up a question. It does bring up a question. The airlines is privately owned. And would a shirt like that cause disruption or maybe a problem on the plane? There's probably a lot of shirts or a lot of things that can cause problems and so forth on the plane. But it does lead to this. Can the company, I'm not going to say do whatever it wants regarding something like this, but are we getting to the point in this country where we're just getting a little bit too sensitive about a lot of things, whether you like what the shirt said or not? I'm sure many of you, like myself, have seen shirts that I find offensive. We've seen bumper stickers I find offensive. Wouldn't put them on my car, it's their vehicle, so forth, but couple of things. One is it's probably not worth your time getting involved, number one. And the other is you can probably make up a decision on whether you would want to invite somebody, whether it's the bumper sticker or the T-shirt, over your house for Thanksgiving dinner or to engage in a conversation. Now, if you're looking for a problem, that's something else. So I would, even though I'm kind of two-sided on this one, it is their company. However, what's next? What else would be offensive to the flight attendant? So anyway, just something to throw out this morning. Would again, Chris, that do you think we've gone a little bit too far with things like this? Because this is, we've seen things similar.
Well, I don't know about we, but I think that flight attendant certainly did.
So they had a view, and you know, it's like we say, you can't judge a book. I don't believe that, but anyway, this guy may have been the nicest guy in the world. Didn't sound like, you know, because again, he didn't cause a problem on the plane. He did what he was just asking the question. Well, why? And as far as he's concerned, and I'm concerned too, is that they didn't really give him a specific answer to that. But he was, you know, changed his shirt, got home, and will live happily ever after, maybe. Or maybe, since his name is public, an attorney will be giving him his card and say, you know what, son? You may be flying free for a long time, or you may be a little bit more wealthy because we're going to go after this. But private business. So anyway, I think that was on United. It was United Airlines. So the T-shirt. So beware. Now, I would err on the side of caution going out and on a plane. And I wouldn't have, even though it's my right, well, not necessarily my right because the airline said you can't do that. But again, in these charged times, I'd just be a little bit more, pay closer attention if I wore a T-shirt with something on it. That's all. Now, it's one thing if it says Dodgers or Giants or something like that, but even then, you may get some knuckleheads at start things, so I would just put something neutral on and not look for any problems. I just want to go to and from, and that's it, and leave it alone. So, all right, there you go, just to start things off this morning. So watch the shirts when you get on United or probably any airline. Now, a business can refuse, what's it, you know, the song, Kenny Chesney, no shoes, no shirts, no service, no problems, something along those lines. That they do have a criteria for that. So why not an airline? Why not an airline? Okay. All righty. We are going to, well, as a matter of fact, gyms do too, although the protocol isn't necessarily followed, particularly at Planet Fitness. They have the signs up there of saving the earth and everything like that, but their staff doesn't do, as far as I'm concerned, a damn thing about any of it. It's so much of a joke. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Some of those issues that are coming up now have to do with freedom of speech and what we can take and do that will remove our freedom of speech. If someone doesn't like a T-shirt, the writing that's on it as an example, even if to most people it isn't offensive, if it is to one person and they can make an issue of it, then you can't wear that T-shirt. However, with freedom of speech, it's okay for you to keep your freedom of speech if you want to burn and destroy our flag. And so that is a huge picture there. But it all has to do with our freedom of speech.
Well, okay. from a little bit of this on the T-shirt issue is what the company, well, and I shouldn't say the company, I'm sorry, but what some people have replied is the company has a right because they're fearful that something may, the shirt may trigger something in, you know, they're on an airplane, 200 people and probably a couple of them drinking and so forth, that it may cause a problem. So does the company have the right, and is that an invasion of freedom of speech?
Well, that's correct, what you said. However, things that have been okay in the United States and are still part of our Constitution and Bill of Rights and our freedoms, that's what has been. And if you, there's people who want to change what has been to what they want. And so this is the process of doing that. It's all part of the process to take away from the United States and the people what once was, and this is what we want now, and so this is what we have to do to get to where we want.
Okay. I have a bizarre take on some of this, is that because we have so much freedom and we have our own citizens have been pushing the envelope, how far can we go? I should be able to walk into a store with a shirt that says F you on it. Okay? We call that freedom of speech. It may be freedom of speech. I don't think it's good for society, and I think somebody that would do that to push the envelope is hurting the United States by doing that, because we have more and more people doing things like that. It's become accepted, and that goes back to something I've been saying for years, because it's a breakdown of our character and our morals in this country, and that does not benefit our country in the long term.
And that's another example of what was once unacceptable by most people. But in order for that to change, they have to do what they're doing. And that's how they make the changes.
When you push it too far, the changes could be more drastic than these idiots intended, and it would affect them as well. It's like people that want socialism.
Yes. And however, most of the people who are doing these things, it is intentional because they want the changes. For most of the people doing it, you wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. We don't want those changes. But the people who are doing that, and it's growing, it is intentional for them because they want the changes to what they want it to be and not what has been.
Well, they don't know what they're headed for.
No, and the rest of us don't either.
No. All right. Well, good call. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Remember, folks, our freedoms are easier to lose than to regain.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. Paso Robles has been nominated in the top 10 best wine regions for USA Today Reader's Choice Awards. Paso Robles is described as having gorgeous views, intricate diversity, and five-star hospitality. Community members are encouraged to vote for Paso Robles once per day through Monday, July 20th, to help showcase the city's wine country on the national stage. City of Atascadero's next Coffee with the Planner event will be this week on July 16th. This month, Coffee with Planner will be held at 9 a.m. at Malibu Brew Coffee. These are informal sessions that allow staff to hear from the community on a variety of topics pertaining to the city. This month's topic will be upcoming general plan updates and the zoning code. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs right around 101. It's 63 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News. I'm Sue Guzman. For the third consecutive night, the U.S. launching another round of attacks against Iran. U.S. also resuming a naval blockade of Iranian ports, declaring itself the guardian of the Hormuz Strait. Congressman Pat Fallon with reaction.
You cannot trust the IRGC. They're incredibly bad at governing, and they're very good at tyranny and chaos and murder and mayhem.
President Trump also announcing the U.S. will impose a 20% security fee on cargo transiting the waterway. A driver killed by ICE officers in Maine in a shooting Monday was not the target of the warrant the officers were executing. Independent Senator Angus King demanding
answers. Apparently there are no cameras involved. Body cameras were not on the agents.
Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen says the driver tried to ram ICE agents pursuing him. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Jordan Cunningham. When life throws you a curveball, you need advocates that will fight for you. Along with my wife, Shauna, Cunningham Law Group is a legal team that understands that legal battles are personal. Whether you're navigating a difficult divorce, fighting for time with your child, or facing criminal charges, we will fight for you. Cunningham Law Group, family law and criminal defense, experience with integrity. 805-369-2399 or cunninghamlawslo.com. Because when it matters most, we're on your side.
It is 9 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice. KPRL Sports, brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
Baseball's All-Star break is upon us. Festivities in Philadelphia. Last night's home run derby winner, Cardinals outfielder Jordan Walker.
I mean, it's everything in all honesty. I mean, I was that kid in that backyard, you know, watching and wanting to be a home run derby champion. So pretty nice that my dream came true today.
The 24-year-old hit six consecutive dingers to squeak past hometown favorite and Major League home run leader, Kyle Schwarber.
You can't say enough about how they got behind me and how they were just going wild the whole night. I tried to represent these guys the best I could. And I put it all out there for y'all. I appreciate you guys so much.
Tonight, it's the midseason classic with Phillies ace Christopher Sanchez starting for the NL in front of the hometown crowd. He's the first pitcher to do that since Clayton Kershaw at Dodger Stadium 4 years ago. Toronto's Dylan Cease gets the AL honors. Schwarber will be right back in the box, batting leadoff for the National League as the DH as he replaces Shohei Ohtani, who is having his troublesome left knee drained during the break. Three changes to the American League lineup due to injuries. Tigers outfielder Riley Green will step in for twin star Byron Buxton. Cody Bellinger fills in for his Yankee teammate Aaron Judge, and another Yankee, Ben Rice, will start in place of Blue Jays first baseman Vladimir Guerrero. The regular season resumes on Thursday. The trade deadline is August 3rd, less than 3 weeks away. And the World Cup semifinals begin today in Dallas. France will take on Spain. Tomorrow in Atlanta, it'll be England against Argentina. In case you're wondering, the top four teams in the official rankings coming into the World Cup: Argentina, Spain, France, and England. The third place game is coming up Saturday in Miami, and then the title match Sunday afternoon at the Meadowlands in New Jersey. That's Tuesday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1979. All right, hot. That's all I need to say. Well, I'll say a little bit more, maybe about 102. Remember, no, well, it does feel like some humidity, though. Clear tonight, overnight lows in the mid-60s, and we could hit 104 on your first day of the fair. 100 on Thursday will cool down for the weekend. Upper 80s on Friday, same on Saturday, right around the same on Sunday and Monday. Low 90s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10, up and down, 5:58 a.m., 8:20 p.m., we're at 63. Weather was brought to you by the good folks at Michael's Optical. Remember, they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. The Right Choice, KPRL, and we are at, let's see here, 53. 6 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Have to
who let the dogs out?
Go backwards sometimes. All right, world-famous pet alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero. Remember, they are your most complete firearms trainer and supplier. Easy in, easy out. Easy peasy. Okay, as we check in to see what animals may be out and about and get them where they need to be, and that's home, safe, and sound. That's what we're doing there. It's look to my left, there is nothing to report, but I do want to remind you, because of this heat and so forth, and particularly those getting ready for the fair. Make sure that your animals are hydrated, okay? All right, we got a deal. All right, Chris, you ready for this?
Ready.
All right, this is another one of these I don't believe it laws.
Forgot about those. Okay. That's what we're doing.
Okay. Well, we ran around all the animal stuff. I can't find anymore. In Idaho, if you're 88 years of age or older, it's illegal for you to ride what?
A bicycle.
No.
A horse.
No.
All right, what is it then?
Okay, according to this, again, I don't know if it's true, but I found it under this thing of dumb laws. In Idaho, if you're 88 years of age or older, it is illegal for you to ride your motorcycle.
Close enough, I guess.
I say, have at it. Have at it. It's like, real quick. Well, okay, real quick. When my dad got up in age, about 90, doctor told him he shouldn't have chocolate. Well, my brother and sister call me and say, hey, dad's eating chocolate. You need to call him and, you know, kind of get on bad wagon with us. And I told both of them, are you out of your minds? He's 90 years old. Let him eat the damn chocolate. And if he wants to get on his motorcycle, too, let him do it. All right. There you have it. You lose one or find one, give him a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230. Or reception at kprl.com. World famous Pet Alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. Okay, trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles in Templeton, and the One Niner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Okay, this is, I don't know if it's misleading, but this is just based on what the exact words are. So, which fast food restaurant has the most locations across the United States of America? Which fast food restaurant has the most locations across the United States of America? Which one do you think? Now, this is not, I'm not talking revenue. I'm talking the locations. The most locations. 238-5775. 238, the Pearl. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. It would be McDonald's.
No, it's not. Not McDonald's. They have quite a few locations, and their sales are over in the United States, $54 billion. But they have a measly, according to this, 13,000 locations. But they do not have, according to this, the most locations. Hi, good morning.
Domino's Pizza.
Excuse me?
Domino's Pizza.
No, not Domino's. Not Domino's. Hello, you're on trivia.
Subway.
Yes, Subway has about 20,000 units.
Yes, they do. Dale Gustin.
All right, 20,000. I wouldn't have thought Subway.
I didn't put it up to the window because we had callers, but I also wrote down Subway.
You did? What made you think that?
I just remember seeing a video a while back of how ridiculously easy it was to franchise Subway not too long ago, and that led to a fluctuation of locations, probably too much.
And you don't need a lot of room for a Subway compared to some of the others.
That's true.
Yep.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. Pass Robles Planning Commission will be meeting tonight at 6:30 p.m. in the Norris Room at Centennial Park. Tonight's meeting will discuss amendments to the city's municipal code regarding cannabis. City Council directed staff to allow for non-storefront retail cannabis and develop a cannabis regulatory permit. The Atascadero City Council's next meeting is tonight at 6. On tonight's consent agenda is a confirmation for appointing the next fire chief, announced last week to be David Van Son. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs right around 101. It's 64 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
All right, Chris, real quick, who has the highest customer satisfaction?
Fast food restaurants?
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A.
Number two.
No.
They came in at number two. Number one, which I have for whatever reason, never had a good sandwich there at Jersey Mike's.
Ain't no way.
Every single time, everything was dry. It just, oh boy. But maybe maybe just dumb luck. I don't know. All right, two more to go this hour, brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive in Cowmeadow Lane.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.